KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. President Biden says he is postponing Thursday's trip to Germany and Angola to stay at the White House and monitor Hurricane Milton. The Category 4 storm is churning in the Gulf and headed toward Tampa, St. Petersburg. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee in Tampa says a storm surge could be between 10 and 15 feet.
We're going to have a lot of damage around here, no matter where the center exact goes. But I think that onshore flow, I'm so worried about, like a Siesta Key or an Anna Maria Island, a Longboat Key, Sarasota Bay, anything around there. And that's why they've been very adamant about those evacuations. And I really hope that most folks have gotten out.
Hurricane Helene made landfall in Florida's Big Bend less than 2 weeks ago. They're still cleaning up from that. Hezbollah's acting leader is alive and warning that even more Israelis will be displaced as the militant group extends its rocket fire deeper into Israel. Nobel Prize in Physics awarded to two scientists for their groundbreaking work in the development of machine learning and artificial intelligence. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin today. He's talking about his administration's progress in replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and creating good-paying jobs. It's Biden's second visit to Wisconsin since dropping out of the presidential race. He was here in September to talk about new investments in rural electrification and other infrastructure. The nation's agriculture secretary says Liz Cheney's endorsement to Wisconsin last week sends a message to Republicans thinking of voting for Kamala Harris in order to preserve democracy.
That is a very stark choice. And as a Republican, you can feel confident that you're doing what is right for the country by casting your vote for the vice president.
That's Tom Vilsack speaking to Civic Media's Todd Albaugh. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The principal and assistant principal at Madison's Southside Elementary have been removed from the school. That's according to an email from Superintendent Joe Gothard to families. The email reportedly says Candace Terrell and Annabelle Torres are out of school, quote, until further notice. 24 current and former staffers lodged a lengthy complaint against Terrell and Torres last spring, accusing them of creating a toxic workplace. The district hired a law firm to do a third-party investigation this summer. Dozens of American Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are helping with Hurricane Helene relief. Rebecca Rockhill of the Red Cross in Green Bay says they still need more.
You know, unfortunately, with the climate change, we are seeing those numbers of large-scale disasters increase exponentially.
The Red Cross website has more information on volunteering. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 69 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and calm, our low 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 71. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison. Chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review on Civic Media, breaks down the latest from Jack Smith. It's a lot. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's so many people supporting Donald Trump, a man you've called a racist. How do you bridge that seemingly unbridgeable gap?
I believe that the people of America want a leader who's not trying to divide us and demean. I believe that the American people recognize that the true measure of the strength of a leader is not based on who you beat down, it's based on who you lift up.
Thank you. Good answer to a super dumb question. How do you bridge the gap of Donald Trump's decades of racism? How is that on you? You know what I need? I need, as Charlie Pierce has dubbed him and he will remain forever, the world's best looking human. Good morning, world's best looking human. Hello.
Oh, it's so good to be back with you, Mama. In this anxiety ridden period, yeah. What an oasis of calm it is to come back on the Stephanie Miller Show. I love being here.
Oh, it's the answer to everything. Yeah, we were talking about how I was at a party this weekend. We're at that phase where everyone's grabbing us by the lapels going, "She's going to win, right?" Because we're supposed to be the keeper of all the information, right? But I imagine it's 10 times worse for you as a pollster, right?
You know, I didn't realize I could have made a second living as a psychologist and an anti-aggression consultant. We're in crisis management mode with people all the time. You're absolutely right.
Well, Fernand, give us your take. Because I know I've, seen you on TV a lot recently, because that's what everybody is asking is, obviously we've seen several election cycles where pollsters were wrong. And, what does somebody call them? Some red wave pollsters, that there are some pollsters deliberately skewing polls to the right. I mean, first of all, it's ammunition for Trump to say, we got the story where Rasmussen shares information with the Trump campaign before they release it. Either he can say, "See, it's rigged and I was way ahead," but doesn't it skew the average of all the polls when you throw those in, right?
Oh, it really does. I mean, we've seen this now for years, this notion of how polling has become weaponized to create a false narrative and really psychologically impact the electorate. And it was, Stephanie, a high water mark in 2022 when, remember, the red wave was coming, red wave, and It never materialized because it was a lot of those bastardized polls that gave a result that just didn't speak to reality. That is now doubled down in 2024. We see even more of that, to the point where it's almost only now the red wave polls, and rarely do we see those independent polls come out. And I think it is skewing the averages, and I think it is also creating a sense of a race in certain states that is maybe not as close as it would like to appear. But the bad news is it's still a close race. We want to mandate, you know, national tidal wave against Donald Trump and Trumpism. That's not what we're seeing in the polling just yet. But Kamala Harris is ahead, and that's the good news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's you know, because obviously Trump lives in his own reality. He keeps saying he's way ahead. You know, I guess there's part of me, maybe it's the 2016 PTSD, Fernanda, there's part of me like wants us terrified and not complacent or thinking, oh, yeah, she's got this. So, you know, what I said to the person that throttled me at this party on Sunday,
well.
I said, yes, I think she's going to win. I think I don't want to say it, but I think she's going to win big. You know, I think that, yeah, a lot of these polls could be off and being skewed, but I don't, you know. Isn't that a hard balance? Because you want people terrified in the sense that you want to mobilize our turnout, right? But it, you know.
I mean, look, it is a hard balance. I'll say this. You know, I've worked now on 5 presidential campaigns, so I've gotten a little bit of a feel and a flavor of this portion of where we are in the cycle. Let me be very clear to the people listening, because I know a lot of folks are anxious and with reason. Right now, what's today, Stephanie? October 10th?
Yep.
Yeah. The 9th.
Sorry.
8th.
October 9th.
Today is the 8th.
Sorry.
God, wow. We can't even agree on what day it is in America.
October 8th.
It's the 8th.
Donald Trump says it's the 12th.
We're still less than a month from, you know, the final day of the election. Because remember, the election has started. People are voting now. People have been voting for a couple weeks at this point.
Yeah.
It is absolutely accurate to say that Kamala Harris is winning. That is accurate. It is not accurate to say that she has won the race yet.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's got to run through the tape, and we all cannot for 1 second take our eyes off the ball. A lot of you have probably saw, remember during the Olympics, there were a lot of those races where, you know, the runners started celebrating a little early. They saw the finish line ahead. And all of a sudden, like, they look over their shoulder and they're like, oh, my God. And the person is zipping behind. We can't allow that to happen. She's ahead. She has a lead. Right now, her 270 looks pretty good because Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and the blue dot in Nebraska are still solid in the polling. But it's still too early to say she's got this one. I'm not comfortable saying that, and nobody should think that just yet.
Michael Steele, your buddy, your pal from MSNBC, said he thinks Georgia, North Carolina, and your home state of Florida is in play for Kamala Harris. What do you think?
I think Michael, like the Meatloaf song, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I agree with him 100% on Georgia and North Carolina. I'm not ready to say Florida is there yet. I would love to say that. I've just seen how this state performs. I've seen what's going on the ground. You know, there's again, a chance that things could dramatically change in the next 3.5 weeks. But today, I still don't think Florida's there. But look, if she wins Georgia and North Carolina, that is a massive dagger in the heart of MAGAism and Trumpism. I'll take that win,
yeah.
Even if Florida's on the sidelines.
You know what would, I think, sway things in Florida? If the world's best human went door-knocking door-to-door to every door in Florida. I'm just saying, if you want to leave it all in the field, my friend.
You know, okay. I do, but unfortunately, Stephanie, right now, today, we are actually facing a pretty catastrophic person besides Donald Trump here in Florida. His name is Milton.
Yeah.
Ready, because that's going to be a bad, bad one by the looks of the condition.
And let's, now that you brought it up, so Governor DeSantis just remains despicable in every, you know, situation. He will not take a, I've never heard of this before, have you? Will not take a call in the wake of Helene and Milton coming, won't take a call from the president or the vice president, accuse them of playing politics. He shot back at Kamala Harris, who criticized him for playing political games or refusing her phone call amid a looming disaster. So she's playing politics.
Right.
How does that work? And how do the people of Florida going to feel about that?
Obviously, that's one of the biggest lies we've heard in quite a while, that she's the one playing politics, when it's Ron DeSantis, whose every single action as governor of Florida, Stephanie, goes through the prism of the 2028 presidential election nomination fight for the Republicans. He is 100% openly running for that nomination. And he is willing to do and cross lines that have never been crossed before, which is to weaponize not just foreign policy, but in this case, natural disasters, which was always the one area where even, you know, guys like Rick Scott, who we're no fans of here, yeah. but even Rick Scott was not willing to do that on natural disasters. DeSantis has just taken this to a new extreme. Maybe the worst American behind Donald Trump today.
Well, and Mike Johnson, who deliberately will not convene Congress for hurricane funds before the election, when your state is going to need it because it might help. Just like, you know, they killed the border bill. Trump killed the border bill because it might help people, but it would help Kamala Harris. So it's, I keep saying it, Fernando, it's not just him. He is a cancer that has infected this entire party.
Without a question of a doubt. And that is why, you know, in a weird way, we all want Kamala Harris to win the election on November 5th and be inaugurated on January 20th. But in another way, we really do need the American people to drive a stake through the heart of MAGA Republicanism so that we can have a Republican Party again in the future.
Yeah.
Stephanie, the party of your father, the party of my parents and Ronald Reagan and others who actually tried to offer a different vision, maybe one a lot of Americans didn't agree with, but that's bound to the Constitution and bound to American democracy, which MAGA Trumpism is not.
Yep, yep. By the way, speaking of storm response, you retweeted my family is in the Charlotte area. Shame on Donald Trump for worsening North Carolina's Helene tragedy with political lies in the Charlotte Observer. And Jesse said, Charlotte Observer editorial board, let's be clear, Western North Carolina is not a political football. This is not a campaign opportunity. I mean, you have Republican officials saying stop with the lies. I mean, it's just, and they double and triple down on them. I mean, Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, says, we continue our unprecedented response to Hurricane Helene. The nation's beginning to understand that impacted areas have been the target of relentless vortex of disinformation dialed up by bad actors and platforms like X. Elon Musk, of course, happy to help with misinformation, right?
I mean, this is one I take personal because, as you said, and I had family that was displaced because of the storm. There has never been a larger FEMA presence, a massive presence in response to a hurricane than what we're seeing right now. And in record time, by the way, you know, President Biden has authorized billions of dollars. You've got in excess of almost 2,000 members of the military there doing the, you know, search and rescue. They've got helicopters flying all over. There's so much aerial activity over North Carolina right now, Stephanie, that there have been like 30 near misses reported, and it's all members of the military and others trying to drop in supplies, make sure no one is right. caught. And this a-hole is trying to politicize it with people's lives on the lines of America. Yeah. It's reprehensible. It's repugnant.
Or as Trump just said yesterday, Fernand, not one helicopter has gone to North Carolina. I mean, I've never seen a campaign that is 100% lies. Have you?
Point where Laura Ingraham, think about this, on Fox News is having to fact check him in real time while interviewing him about North Carolina. He said Kamala hasn't gone to North Carolina. Laura says, no, she's there right now. There's only been $750 offered. No, there are millions being offered. That's when Laura Ingraham is doing that. I mean, that's how bad it is.
Yeah, good God. And by the way, you retweeted New Republic. Behind all of Elon Musk's bloviating and attention-seeking is a small man who is simply not very good at anything. I mean, it seems to me, with all he's lost on Twitter, he's a businessman, you know, the same quality as Donald Trump, basically, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're a businessman in quotes, as you say, I mean, this is the worst maybe investment in all time in terms of the losses versus what was bought for, what it's now trading for. Even what he's done at Tesla, you know, you've had the board of directors and others openly say, you know, this guy came in at the last minute. He's completely divorced and not involved in the activities. You know, for him, this is a glory play. And there are other motives at play here, and he's proven to be a bad actor. And I still don't understand, Stephanie, maybe you can answer the question, why does this guy who is openly hostile to the United States continue to have federal contracts?
It Thank seems- you. Thank and you. By the way, they just recalled all these, what are they, the Tesla Cybertrucks? Yeah. They're the ugliest things I've ever seen.
Fourth time this year that they've been
and
recalled.
And they're well over $150,000.
Yep. I just love that you posted the picture of Liz Cheney and Kamala and then Elon leaping behind Trump and just normal versus weird.
Yeah.
Contrary and contrast, America. Normal, weird. That helped shoot down that whole weird thing, didn't it? Elon Musk jumping around.
You know, like I said, I feel bad for him because he's just pathetic. I mean, he tries so hard to be like the cool guy and the smooth operator, and he jumps up like a, you know, like a child. It's really terrible.
Yeah. By the way, can I say, nobody as pretty as you are should be this smart, but this is the thread of all threads. You said, he is not the problem. It's the people who actually believe that he's the solution that are the problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's so smart.
Profound.
That's not fair.
That's profound.
It's true.
I just think that a lot of people could have been excused in 2016. I call that a Rorschach test election. They wanted to project on Donald what they hoped he was. But the fact that after everything we've seen, and even the reporting this morning, Stephanie, that Donald Trump was sending COVID tests at a time when they were not available to Vladimir Putin secretly for Putin's own benefit during the height of the coronavirus pandemic, that he's been in multiple contact with him since leaving office. I mean, this guy is an absolute traitor. And the fact that people still see this guy as the solution, I think, speaks to something that's just broken inside of the United States.
Yeah, that's I was just thinking that yesterday, Fernand. That is really, I'm reading Suzanne Craig's new book, Lucky Loser. I mean, you're right, in 2016, I don't know, I guess you could be excused for buying Mark Burnett's myth, but we know he's a 34-count convicted criminal, adjudicated rapist now. He is the reporting has blown up. He's been convicted of business fraud. I mean, how at this point could you possibly?
And we've seen even the people that he picked in his administration, something like three-quarters of major members of the Trump administration say this guy's unfit. Like, we now have people that were in the room with him saying it.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse. Let's just hope we don't commit national suicide on November 5th.
There you go. All right. You know why we won't? Because the world's best human's going to stay with us all hour.
What? Yay!
Oh, and the best, and also looking. Best looking.
Right.
Well, he also is the best. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you, Chris. What? Did you know that almost a third of Americans have no religion?
Oh.
They're not losing it. They don't want 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated.
Yeah.
2024, not just another election. This one's personal. You know that. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Politics, policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That is why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers, protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Or text the word liberal to 511-511. Receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal 511-511. Or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, cbdistillery.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. Performance. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Fernando Mondi is not only the world's best-looking human and best pollster.
Yep.
You are also our cub reporter. I had not heard about this latest treason. Do you? First of all, Bob Woodward must name all his books Now a Warning. Because, really?
Now a Warning?
War is the new book that you were referring to, Fernando, by Bob Woodward. Traces how Trump and Biden responded to international crisis. Concludes Trump is worse than Nixon. No kidding. As you were mentioning, as the coronavirus tore through the world in 2020 and the U.S. and other countries confronted a shortage of tests designed to detect the illness, Trump secretly sent coveted tests to Putin for his personal use. Putin, petrified of the virus, accepted the supplies, but took pains to prevent political fallout, not for him, but for Trump. He cautioned Trump not to reveal he had dispatched the scarce medical equipment to Moscow. Oh, my God. Putin told Trump, I don't want you to tell anybody because people will get mad at you, not me. 4 years later, the personal relationship has persisted. He takes private calls that he doesn't want anyone to hear. The unnamed Trump aide said that he has spoken to Putin as many as seven times since he left the White House in 2021. Oh, my God, Fernand. So little time, so much treason.
I mean, look, this is the worst kept secret in the world, really, and that is that Donald Trump is clearly... whether you want to use the word Russian asset or Russian agent or Putin's, can I say the B word here?
Yes, bitch.
He is Putin's bitch. The fact that it's somehow become sane-washed or normalized that you have a president of the United States and former president in this case completely subservient to the greatest enemy of freedom and democracy in the world today, Vladimir Putin. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than
Yeah.
Why are we doing this again.
Yep, exactly. More Fernando Mondi as we roll along, Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $115 million to hook up public libraries and community centers to the internet. 35 communities will benefit from the federal funding. The money is meant to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have little to no broadband access. Wisconsin voters can expect to hear more about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court as a presidential campaign issue. Four of the nine justices will soon turn 70.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The public library in Beloit is getting a large grant, $3.9 million from the State of Wisconsin Flexible Facilities Program will help with renovations. Governor Reaver's office says the grant is in response to the need for high-speed internet to help with things like workforce development, education, and access to health care. Renovations include an upgrade to Wi-Fi 7, classrooms, health monitoring rooms, and computer labs. Two, work and play carrels will let parents work while their young children can safely play nearby. The Wisconsin Book Festival returns to Madison for the 23rd year in a couple of weeks. The festival is a free and public event for authors and book lovers. It celebrates books and sparks conversations between readers no matter how old or young. This year, the festival will be Thursday the 17th through Sunday the 20th. There are more than 55 events in all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bright and beautiful today, with high temperatures scraping 70 degrees and a calm wind. The skies stay clear tonight. We crash crisp to the low 40s. And for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine on tap. High temperatures are on repeat and warm as we go into Thursday, rising to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, which will include a presidential visit from Joe Biden. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Biden-Harris administration has pressed him to agree to a ceasefire. He's resisted. You urged him not to go into Lebanon. He went in anyway. He has promised to make Iran pay for the missile attack, and that has the potential of expanding the war. Does the U.S. have no sway over Prime Minister Netanyahu?
The aid that we have given Israel allowed Israel to defend itself against 200 ballistic missiles that were just meant to attack the Israelis and the people of Israel.
Can I just say, almost all of these questions are gotcha questions, and she still answered spectacularly well. Fernando Mondi is still with us. It was Naveed Jamali, I think, Fernando. I was reading a tweet earlier. He just said, you know, a vote for Trump is a vote for Netanyahu. Yep. But he said not voting is also a vote for Netanyahu. I mean, do you worry about outside factor, like this Bob Woodward story about Putin, you know, about what Putin or Netanyahu will do in this next month to try to help Trump get reelected?
Oh, I mean, it's already happening right now. You know, we have seen unprecedented amounts of disinformation, misinformation. They have weaponized what used to be one of the cooler sites for social media, X, Twitter, which I'll always call it that. The FBI is saying that that's one repository now in the world that is actively promoting and doing nothing to stop Russian talking points. Stephanie, if you think about it another way, Putin's survival depends on what happens in the United States on November 5th, because Kamala Harris has made it crystal clear she will continue funding Ukraine. She will continue allowing the Ukrainian people to fight for their freedom so that we don't have to have a proxy war happen elsewhere around the world. That's what Putin can't stand, and that's why he and a lot of other strong men really need Donald Trump to win this election to strengthen themselves and perhaps keep them in a stronger position for the future.
Did you see the look on Zelensky's face when he was standing there with Trump, and Trump's talking about what a great relationship he has with Putin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he looked like he wanted to punch him in the balls. It just, there's so much at stake. Chris, who said Trump was the most reckless and impulsive president in American history and is demonstrating the very same character as a presidential candidate in 2024?
The Bugaloos.
No, Bob Woodward in his new book, Now a Warning.
No, it's called War.
It's called.
It's called War.
Whatever.
she's not going to buy his
You know, for now, we talked about, like, you know, perceptions of Trump as a businessman and from The Apprentice, but what kills me is that apparently some people still believe this myth despite all of the facts and evidence to the contrary we have now in 2024. I don't know. Are we just that tribal that people now are just going to, you know, when he says that he had the greatest economy and America's a crime-ridden hellscape and everything that's the opposite of what is true?
You know, Carl Sagan, you remember him from Cosmos. One American scientists of all time. He really nailed this before he passed away many years ago. He said, the one thing that people can never admit to is that they were suckered. Yeah. They cannot admit to being taken by a con man. It's too painful. It's too humiliating. So instead, rather than just make the clean break, admit that they got conned over, they'll double and quadruple down because they cannot admit being wrong in that regard. And I think that's what we're seeing, this mass psychosis of just millions of our fellow citizens who most of them are decent, good people who I believe love this country, have just gone down this rabbit hole of this guy who's been revealed, Stephanie. You said it yourself. I mean, it was one thing in 2016 to think that this was a successful multi-billionaire businessman. We know he's a fraud, but people just cannot go there because I think it would mean looking in the mirror and asking tough questions about what it would mean for them to admit that they were snowed.
No, I hear you. We mentioned Alan Lichtman, the historian who, you know, famously has predicted every election correctly, saying that he predicts, what did he say here? Let's see. The October surprise is a myth. He said, I've never changed my prediction in response to an October surprise because the keys gauge the big picture, blah, blah, blah. And he, you know, and he was proven right in 2016. He said he predicted Trump would win despite the, you know, I guess the Access Hollywood tape was considered that October surprise. He has not changed his prediction that Kamala Harris will win. I guess when we just were discussing Netanyahu and Putin, the thing that always haunts me for now is Trump saying there is 100% chance there will be a terrorist attack on American soil before the election. And you can't help but knowing what a traitor he is, Fernando. What does he know that we don't know? I mean, are you concerned? Because I just wouldn't put anything past him, would you?
No, I mean, I think the one thing we can believe Trump, Stephanie, is that when he says something that Either he wants to happen or he thinks it's going to be happen. It's going to be harmful to the United States. It usually happens. Like, he's honest in that regard. So I absolutely take him at his word in that sense. But look, you also have to consider, I think the American people now have come to realize, in essence, girded themselves. I think all of us are kind of waiting for what shoe might drop. And as long as we realize, you know, we know who he is, his unfavorable rating, it's in the toilet. It has been for a reason. He has never gotten above 47% in his national polling. I think as long as people are mindful of what he is and what he's doing and that he's acting in total desperation, which is what his unhinged behavior over these last couple of months shows and reveals, I don't think even a terrorist attack will be able to move folks in his direction.
Speaking of being a national security threat, it's just the latest. Melania Trump claims she watched an ISIS raid from the Situation Room, which, of course, she didn't have security clearance. This is in her new quote-unquote book. Okay, it was the raid in Syria that killed al-Baghdadi. She says, Trump said, "Watch this incredible action at work," Donald whispered to me. just because he thinks it makes him look cool. So she lacked the security clearance to be watching a classified operation. But it's just, we're going to get another story like this every 10 seconds, aren't we?
We are, and unfortunately, that helps Trump in the sense that these things, you know, what they call flooding the zone, it just becomes normalized, and people get develop the callus. But just imagine, Stephanie, you know, the Republicans, if the roles were reversed, if it had been revealed that Joe Biden had brought in Dr. Jill Biden to watch one of these things, or Barack Obama had done Michelle Obama. I mean, they'd be losing their minds every step of the way. Remember the big scandal in 2016? When the attorney general's plane crossed Bill Clinton's plane, and that was like the end all be all, you know, let's shut down the election.
Right.
And yet we have these types of revelations, and it just means nothing.
Yeah, it's unnerving. Trump's fundraising emails are growing more unstable as the election draws closer, according to one analyst. He said there's something different about what Trump is doing. It's darker and uglier. He's using his propaganda emails to target and incite violence and hatred against non-white illegal immigrants, refugees, other non-citizens. He's also directing hatred against the LGBTQ community with another recent email saying, "Are you male or female? Male, female, insane." He will swing between these hate-filled characterizations, then insert declarations of love for the loyal. One said, "I am Donald J. Trump. Fear not. I will always love you." Oh, Jesus. "For supporting me. Unity, peace, make America great again." I mean, Fernand, is this in some ways the biggest election story ever? Is you have somebody that is completely mentally unwell, obviously, you know, deteriorating at a rapid pace, will not debate, will not do any interviews. I mean, it's the giant elephant in the room, isn't it?
It is. It's also the greatest stain on the United States that I can think of, in not just my lifetime, but maybe any lifetime, any time in our period. The fact that this clearly convicted felon, criminal, pathological liar who stole America's secrets and, you know, is unapologetic about having done so, continues to be seen and is running with a viable chance, or better than viable chance, to be our next president. I mean, I think, unfortunately, again, reveals something that is deeply broken in this country. And if and when Kamala Harris becomes the next president, I think the institutions of the country have to really think about what happened that allowed Donald Trump to take power again. And to even be a viable contender for the presidency, it's yeah. Not just it's not something funny, it's not something humorous, it's deadly serious stuff.
Yeah, I was reading Suzanne Craig's book. We just had her on last week, Lucky Loser. But I just thought, this is yet another story again for not whether it matters or not. A beloved building belonging to Trump appears to be drowning in debt as problematic financial deadlines loom. This is 40 Wall Street. His income continues to plummet. One analyst said the building is simply not earning enough money to cover the loan. This is the story of Donald Trump's entire life. He has been a complete financial disaster, a horrible businessman every single step of his life. His father bailed him out multiple times, and it's just, thank God Kamala Harris is closing the gap on who would be better on the economy. But doesn't that number in particular drive you insane?
It does, but you know, the point you make is even more horrifying, Stephanie, because you combine this out-of-control, malignant, narcissist ego of his with his terrible business sense is exactly what makes him a national and international security risk. Mm-hmm. Because he's so afraid of being revealed as a failure, as a failed son, business loser, that, you know, he will then allow potentially to be compromised and to be corrupted. And that's why people like Putin and the leader of Saudi Arabia and others seeing this guy, someone that can not only be easily flattered, but easily bought. And that's why him running is just a really weak sign for our institutions and the vulnerability that we have in this country.
Yeah. Fernand, how concerned are you about, what do we call it, Jody, a Republican f***ery in terms of the election? I have to hope that they'll be incompetent at this, too. There's one story today. Trump's campaign is relying on groups such as Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA to help turn out voters. One Arizona Republican strategist said their strategy is bad. They know how to talk MAGA. They know how to message the base, but they literally don't know what to say to a swing voter. They alienate these people. But again, I've said over and over, Fernand, I feel like they're not preparing to win this election. They're preparing to cheat.
Well, you know, I'm counting on not just their incompetence, as you say, which is right, but I'm actually counting on their greed to save us, Stephanie, because this is a huge, massive grift that a lot of these people are engaged and involved with. Remember, there's tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars being thrown around in these last weeks. And a lot of these people that are not in a position to build up a sophisticated get-out-the-vote ground operation, you know, overnight, they're just going to pocket a lot of that money. And we've seen that before. The beautiful thing, as you said, is we can count on the greed and the incompetence and the inefficiency of these MAGA hustlers to not necessarily do the work that needs to be done. The challenges are the people that they have embedded in a lot of these elections offices and these election divisions, yeah, whether it's in Georgia or Arizona or other states that will throw chaos. That's what concerns me, and that's the effery that I'm most concerned about.
Yeah. I got a story out for you out here in California. What's considered a blue state, residents of a California county are growing increasingly concerned as the election draws near as a pro-Trump conspiracy theorist has been left to run the voting administration. Oh, Shasta County, you know where it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Redding. Yeah.
They're red up there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's Redding and it's red.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Has been inundated with extremists and conspiracy theorists. There we go again, vying for local control of the government. For years, their ability to actually govern is about to be put to a test in a big way. So for years, the office was run by Kathy Darling Allen, the only Democrat in county office. But since 2020, despite having majority support from the county, she's been stalked and harassed by Trump supporters who believe the election was stolen. Here we go again. These lunatics, they accused her of witchcraft in public meetings, tailed her car, bugged her office. She resigned this year following a medical diagnosis of heart failure. The far-right county supervise board selected Tom Toler, a former prosecutor who has never worked in elections, who vowed to change the office culture, improve public confidence, and clean up voter rolls. You know when they say that, they mean get rid of anyone that might vote Democratic when they say clean up voter rolls, right?
Well, that's exactly what it means. I mean, you know, what makes these lunatics so frightening is for them, there is nothing that you can even intimidate them with, that they're breaking the law, that they're going to have public shame and ridicule, that they'll be thrown out of office. For them, they take these responsibilities as personal devotion actions in the name of Lord Trump, right? So there is nothing that they can be swayed with or even intimidated by. And I think that's why a lot of us are concerned about that aspect specifically. These embedded ideologues who are in positions of responsibility and power that have an ability to sway or impact or rule on elections decisions, those are the ones we got to be the most concerned about. And I think, luckily, there are a lot of elections officials throughout the country that are laser-focused on that group.
Yeah, well, exactly. I've been tweeting and retweeting to check and recheck your registration. We've been hearing stories in North Carolina and Georgia of people were registered and didn't know they were thrown off the rolls. I'll just say, even conservatives in this county I'm talking about here, Fernando, are raising alarms. This could lead to disruptions with the voting process. They're saying there's never been been any sign of anything wrong. The new board proceeded to hire unqualified radicals to a number of key offices. Oh, I love this one. To run the local mosquito control district, they selected a man present at the insurrection on January 6th who has proclaimed the Japanese scientists bankrolled by Microsoft founder Bill Gates engineered mosquitoes into flying syringes that will mass vaccinate the population. Okay.
Wow.
We need, like, a national... I don't know whether it's therapy, sort of some sort of deculting. I don't know what we need. This is my only, like, one sliver of hope in this story. Some voters in Shasta County fed up with the chaos have started to fight back. Earlier this year, they ousted a supervisor who was a local gun store owner who has tried to abolish Dominion voting systems based on 2020 conspiracy theories. How did we solve the conspiracy theory problem in this country, or do we ever?
You know, the thing is, there's always been this kind of segment, backward segment, not just in the United States. Every country has them. The beauty for us, the good news, is there are still a lot more of us than them.
Yeah.
But the answer to your question is zero tolerance, constant enforcement and loyalty to the truth, not allowing – you're allowed to have these opinions. You're just not allowed to break the law when it comes to how you litigate and express these conspiracy theory opinions. And I think we need to see examples of that coming down so that it is not tolerated anywhere in American society. We have to be devoted to the Constitution and to the truth and to the rule of law. And I think over time, the good news is the generation behind us, right, the Generation Z and the younger millennials, I think they're wise up to what's happening, and we're going to see this change over time. But we got to win now.
Yeah.
That's why this election is so critically important.
All right. We have one more segment with the world's best-looking human. Also this month, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Yep.
Peace of mind. That's what it gives you. You know, am I just a walking cautionary tale?
Yeah,
I think I am.
On,
yeah,
Stephanie.
All the time.
I think a lot of parents are like, do you want to end up like that lady in her basement? Okay. I went to bed too early. I didn't think I was going to bed yet, so I didn't turn on the security system. Two guys broke into my house. End of the story. Thank God it was.
Glad you're okay.
Yes, thank you very much. I forgot to turn it on. Just turn it. You can get a set of reminder. Turn it on. I'm telling you, Simply Safe. Been named the best home security system by U.S. News and World Report 5 years running. With Fast Protect monitoring and Live Guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. And it's so affordable, less than $1 a day. A lot of those other companies are a lot more expensive than that, I'm telling you. And they have been named best customer service in home security, according to Newsweek. I mean, don't diddle around.
No.
Get the real deal. Protect your home. 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Yeah. Fernando Armandi, world's best looking human, MSNBC analyst, host of Strange Days podcast, also University of Miami professor.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why he's so smart.
Do any girls actually... Do you think they take in anything you're saying, or do they...
Oh, stop it!
Do they write, love you, on their eyelids?
Yeah. Just like, okay.
Oh, my God, don't embarrass
me. I would be distracted. I wouldn't have learned a thing at USC if he was my professor. So, Fernand, I also have to hope, we call it fight, big bag of brats. They all seem to be... I love this. A brawl broke out before Trump's campaign rally in Michigan. Two vendors selling pro-Trump merchandise were pummeling each other. I don't know if they were selling, you know, let's go Brandon. I don't know. They're just, you know, it looks like Corey Lewandowski is out. He lost. He blew himself up. I just one less bully in the Trump campaign. But it says Trump has soured on Lewandowski. He turns on everybody eventually. Why does anybody still show loyalty to Donald Trump? It is such a one-way street, right?
You know, our friend Rick Wilson said it best so many years ago, ETTD, everything Trump touches dies. It will happen to you eventually. And then Corey Lewandowski's case, I mean, I guess he must just be a sadomasochist. He loves the humiliation. He's got a BDSM kink or something because he keeps getting, you know, sent to the side, but don't matter with Trump world.
Yeah. Fernando, we just can't make it so long between visits. You were fantastic. Thank you for holding our hand through this treacherous election
You're
cycle.
You're amazing, Fernand.
You guys are the best. Hey, real quick, Stephanie, how are you celebrating election night? I want to know what's your celebration ritual for
this. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Substack blogger Mike McCabe.
And we'll be talking to comedian Paul McCurry about his show, Permission to Speak.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
When you lose a Dropbox, you lose votes.
You know, what he is doing here is really eroding confidence in our elections. The darn thing is more secure than a U.S. mailbox. Yeah, I'm going to put this very bluntly. Yeah. There are so many cameras in the downtown area. I don't think you could walk down the street and scratch your butt without somebody seeing it.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind next time I'm there because I do that a lot.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.